This is KUT. The federal government will stop taking public comment today on an application from Texas health officials. They're asking for federal money to pay for the state's women's health program, which offers reproductive health services to low-income women in Texas. But a study released this week finds the program is not providing enough services to the women who need it. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, advocates say that should give the federal government some pause.
It's been a couple of years since the state kicked Planned Parenthood out of its women's health program. The program has been changed a couple of times in recent years. The latest incarnation is called Healthy Texas Women. Stacey Polg with the left-leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities says she and others have been collecting data on the program through those years.
And what we've learned is that, according to the state's own data, after excluding Planned Parenthood, women in Texas lost access to health care. And that trend wasn't reversed by the extensive effort the state undertook to bolster enrollment in the program by providers that weren't Planned Parenthood.
When Planned Parenthood was first cut out of the program, the number of providers in it dropped by a lot. The state quickly got to work adding new providers, and they made progress with that. Leslie French with the Texas Health and Human Services Commission said back in June that the number of providers in the program has steadily grown.
So we have over 5,300 providers now in this program, and it's just growing. So we're very excited that the access is increasing to women's health care services.
But Stacey Polg found that while the first part of what French said is true, that last part hasn't really happened. According to Polg's study, for each provider the state added to the program between 2010 and 2016, 10 women stopped using services. In all, 36,000 women dropped those healthcare services.
The whole point of this program is to give women who are trying to prevent or delay a pregnancy, give them the tools to do that. And it turns out when Planned Parenthood was in part of the program, 9 out of every 10 women in the program got healthcare services under the program. They got a well woman exam, they got contraception, but in the most recent year, only about 3 out of every 4 women in the program got any health care services under the program.
Now the state is asking the federal government to help pay for the Healthy Texas Women program. But Polg and other women's health advocates argue the feds shouldn't throw money at this program in its current form. Polg says the state is running a policy experiment, and it's failing.
So I think it's pretty clear from Texas' experiment that this kind of simple story that some folks tell themselves of, oh, you can exclude Planned Parenthood because other providers will fill in the holes and fill in the gaps, that's not what happened in Texas.
Leslie French with HHSC said back in June that the data available to researchers doesn't give a good snapshot yet about how well the current program is doing. She says it will be several months before that data is available. French says she's heard anecdotally that new providers are seeing more patients. The state's application for federal money is also likely to end up in court because advocates say kicking out Planned Parenthood doesn't just cause bad health outcomes. It also violates some existing federal laws. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.